We had a pretty much a full complement of players out there today, as you guys saw. Marquez was out there today, got some work during practice, got a little work after practice. His 21-day clock will start today, and it'll be day-to-day with him to see how he progresses. It'll be up to trainers and the doctors to assess him on a daily basis. I'll leave it open to questions.
Is it possible he'll be able to play this weekend?
I can't say that today. Again, we're just going to go one day at a time on this, making sure that he's in the physical kind of condition he needs to be in. He's taken enough, you know, reps and practice to make sure that he can perform. He's got a great career ahead of him, and we want to make sure we're doing the right thing. So it'll just be day to day, and I'll keep you posted on that.
Along those lines, Matt Lawson still is on the active roster. Do you expect to make a move with him?
You know, that'll be a day to day thing. There's a lot of reasons behind that, but it'll be one day at a time with Matt right now. Obviously, he won't be playing this week. He went back to the right side today, and then we'll continue to move him around. But he was in the right side. We had Mike playing guard today.
Is that just to kind of give him work at both spots?
We're going to give him work at both spots, and again, we're going to reassess practice today, and we'll see how we move tomorrow.
What do you want to see in those shuffles to make a decision?
Well, we just want to be ready. You know, we got Brian's working in at guard as well. Jordan's going to work at tackle. For the most part, he'll be also at guard, and when Mike is at guard, and we'll move Mike around. But we're getting settled in here. I think that we'll be a little more deliberate as we work in it tomorrow. Great.
When you look back at the first game against the Packers, obviously the turnovers stand out, but what else kind of jumps out?
Well, the second drive stands out because we got 3 points. If we're talking offensively, we had two long drives, two deliberate drives. We moved the ball well, running and throwing the football, and we got stopped short on the last play of the second drive for a number of reasons. We had a penalty. We had a chance to score there. We had a throw that just went over Elshon's head. We had to take 3 points. So, but we had a good start. That's what stands out. Obviously, the turnovers stand out, and trying to eliminate the explosive plays by their offense is going to be big.
You were able to have success running the football in that game. What created that in that particular game?
Well, we have been able to run the ball when we have played them, and we got to continue to do that. I don't know that there was anything unique. We didn't run any special plays. We ran the plays that we've had success, throughout the 2 years that we've been here. We were able to be very consistent. We did a good job in our perimeter blocking. We kept them off balance with our passing game. We stayed on the field. As I said, I think that, stopping ourselves in the second drive, obviously, we can reflect again. The last play of the second quarter was a big part of that. It would have put us up 24-21, but we didn't get that done. So there's three or four things when you recollect, but, overall, we know we have the ability to move the football. Just because we did last time doesn't mean we will this time. We've got too much respect for Dom Capers. We're going at it one day at a time, and we're studying hard and putting the best game plan we can to do both run and throw it.
Mark, what do you think Jay got out of his 6 days off?
Well, I think that we all had some time for reflection personally, where we wanted to go, over the next 8 weeks to re-energize ourselves, to fill our gas tanks up. I know Jay was one of those guys. He came back this week. He was, again, doing what he does around here in good spirits, kidding with the guys, staying even keeled. I think that was big. Leading in the building and working in practice, that was part of it. And like with each player, we gave them different assessments of things that they can do, which I'm going to leave to the players. But I think he was very receptive, and he had tape just like everybody else with commentary on it from all of us, and was very good in terms of looking it over, responding to us, letting us help him, and doing things that he thought could help our football team.
What to do to your pass defense, especially on third down? What to have Lance and John back?
Well, that's going to help us. We need everybody back, you know, and it'll be good to have them back, you know, on the field. This is a game that's going to be played with, you know, against three wideouts a lot of the time, and to have our nickel personnel, our nickel backers back will help. Not to say that we're not continually going to try to improve with the guys that were out there, but certainly, you know, those are the two guys that we want out there when they're healthy. And they will be on Sunday, and that'll be big for us.